This podcast contains strong adult content, probably crude language, and general fuckery. So put those kids away. Get them out of here.
Good evening. In a landmark ruling, the Supreme Court today legalized abortion.
Huge increases in sexually transmitted diseases.
Transgender rights is a fundamental human right.
There is a right to marriage equality. I repeat, speaking to you from the steps of the Supreme Court, there is a right to marriage equality.
Should sex education be taught to our kids?
Rolling back contraceptive coverage for women.
To make sure that women get the health care that they need. So we've got a lot of work in front of us. Thank you very much.
Happy to be here. Happy to have you here. It's October.
Oh,
fuck. Wow.
Everyone's fucking, they're losing their minds and yeah. Fucking their pumpkins and just.
It's
that time of the year.
It's
very
beautiful.
Special to a lot of white women.
A lot of us. All of us, really.
Us included.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's beautiful. I love it. I'm a walking cliche and I have no shame.
I'm fucking ready to go.
I'm so excited and pumped about it. And that also means it's spooky season on Frisky History. So we're here. We're going to talk about some shit that doesn't make sense for our podcast. Because
thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much.
It is fun.
I believe this is our third year of doing a spooky episode.
Oh, wow.
So our third anniversary of Spooktober.
Wow.
I know.
Look at us.
Yeah. We're back at it. I've got some stuff for you today.
Good.
It gets a little dark at moments. I tried to keep it strictly fun. And then
we can't.
It led to things and I was like, well, shit,
you know,
that's not good.
It
always leads to shit. All roads lead to shit.
It's true.
It is.
Even in spooky season.
Even in spooky season, the world is a terrible place.
It is. Yep. I've accepted it. I'm ready to hear your story.
All right. I'm ready to tell
just
it to
bathing
you.
Shit.
I'm so excited. I'm
that's
Lacey,
separate
by the way.
From
I don't know
this.
If we said that. Did we say that? I'm Lacey.
Oh, I'm Robin.
That's Robin.
That's
this
right.
This is Frisky History. Now that we have all the pleasantries out of the way, I need to stop hitting my mic with my glasses. I get too excited.
I know.
Gotta calm down. It's spooky season. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Ooh. Okay. It's really not like that at all. Oh, take a big sip.
Oh, I love it.
First, we're going to start with a story. The story is about Bridget and Michael Cleary.
Okay.
Bridget and Michael were regarded as a relatively happy couple in their remote town in Ireland, which is really the best any of us can ask for.
Yeah.
Like, that's if nice. Someone's like happy, happy, I'm just fine. Like, what's wrong with you? But if you're like, I'm relatively happy, that's like fair.
You've made it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly. You peaked.
Yeah.
They lived in a cottage.
Cute.
They didn't have kids.
Cute.
Love it. Bridget worked as a seamstress and she sold eggs. Am I?
Okay.
Like, look at her.
Wow.
Living her best life.
Fuck.
The cottage, the eggs.
I love that.
The childless life.
Perfect.
What more could you ask for?
I can't.
Until.
Oh. Fuck.
A cold morning when Bridget gets home from a 3-mile walk and she just cannot seem to get warm. She's a chilly bitch. She's in bed all the next day.
Okay. Goals.
It's like the life I'm working towards.
Yeah.
Eggs included. She's shivering. She's complaining of a raging pain in her head.
Ooh.
So her dad.
Haunted.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So okay, haunted.
Spoiler.
So her dad walks the 4 miles in heavy rain to call on the doctor. This is the late 1800s, by the way.
Yeah.
Hence the walking.
We
don't call on them. And if it's raining, we stay home. Sorry, hon. You're going to have to die today because there's a light drizzle out and I just really couldn't do it. So yes, this is the late 1800s. We're calling on doctors. It's raining and we're walking everywhere. The doctor couldn't visit until the next week. He was just like, shrug.
It's raining.
It's just really cold out today. Yeah. Like, how's next Friday for you? Okay, but he finally did. He finally comes over. He checks Bridget out. He concludes that she has a case of nervous excitement and slight bronchitis.
Oh, my God. What? That's, like, adorable.
I do wonder how the nervous excitement... like, what does that look like as an ailment, you think?
I think that's just, like, kind of my whole thing.
I think you have bronchitis, yeah. Then, actually.
Yeah, maybe.
Or perhaps you should listen to what's happening here.
Oh, fuck.
And we might have to talk afterwards.
Yeah, I'm just, like, always nervous, but just, like, laughing it off. I think that's a good nervous excitement, like... vibe.
Yeah. Everyone thinks you're just happy and having a good time, yeah, and on the inside it's just
I'm terrified, losing years off my life every day, just ball it all up.
That's the way to do it. That's what
that's
what the FDA recommends, I think.
Okay, so she's plus a little bit of bronchitis, so.
Yes, she's also got a bit of bronchitis.
Okay,
but Michael, the husband,
right,
he has a growing suspicion. See, the bedridden woman in their cottage was, in his words, too fine. I don't know if he meant it that way. That's all it says, is too fine, and I'm assuming it means like, oh, she fine. Like, she's too fine to be my wife. Trust me, I know.
Wow.
I don't know that that's crazy. Right, though. And also, 2 inches taller.
What?
Can you imagine noticing 2 inches on someone?
Never. I would never. I don't notice anything. That's insane. She is 2 inches taller.
And quite frankly, I kind of think she's pretty, which is a red flag. Never once have I thought
I've never had good taste. Oh my God.
And Michael's friend, Jack Dunn, who was rumored to have the power of divination... he told Michael that that wasn't his wife, and he urged him to take action immediately or the real Bridget would be lost forever.
Jesus. Okay.
Okay, so the story gets a little dark. It gets a little bit dark, so I'm just going to put a little... throughout the episode, I'll be sprinkling in some trigger warnings when we get to those moments.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Here's where we are at the first stop.
Sure.
All aboard. This trigger warning. we got a little domestic violence coming up.
Got it.
Skip ahead if you don't want to hear.
Yeah.
That night, Dunn and 3 other dudes hold down Bridget as Michael pours this bitter herb concoction down her throat. It was something that Dunn made, our divinator.
Uh-huh.
He made it for her to take, and Michael forces it down her throat. And there are relatives outside of their cottage, and they can hear Michael screaming, "Take it, you witch, or I'll kill you."
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yes.
What? Do we know what it was supposed to do? Was it just supposed to?
This is a ritual to take care of the thing that they suspect Bridget to be.
Sure.
They're trying to...
Well, we'll see. Sorry.
Yeah. No, it's okay. I'm purposely hiding it.
Yeah.
But we're getting there.
Okay.
Okay. So the men, it's not funny. I'm going to say that again without laughing.
It's wild. People, I mean, they were such idiots.
Yeah. It's so amazing. It is amazing. How stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fucked up. It's really fucked up.
It's absolutely awful.
But it's like, when you hear about it, you're like, how?
How? Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
the men also threw urine at her.
Ooh.
And they shook her, yelling, "Away with you. Come home, Bridget Bolin," which I think is her maiden name, "in the name of God."
Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, it sounds like a makeshift, like, exorcism.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay, so
this woman is like, it's me.
She's like, I... literally have bronchitis. Like,
stop it.
I just have a bit of a cold, kind of thing. Like, oh, so I'm sorry. I'm a little nervously excited about it.
Holy shit.
A little anxiety, a little bronchitis, and all of a sudden you're throwing urine at me and I don't appreciate it.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Yes. So other relatives and neighbors, they came and went throughout the night as this was all happening, and they could hear her like screaming inside, but they were all too afraid to go in and help her. Cool.
Great. Great. They're like, that's not my place.
I mean, maybe I'll just... neighbors, okay. But like, that's your family member in there?
Yeah, that's...
I think you can step in, maybe. I think that's like...
That's a little...
where you don't wait to see if it's cool. You're just, yeah. You go in and you help. So,
oh boy.
Could have been better, I think, on the family tree on that one. Oh, God. By midnight the next night, they completed their ritual. And according to Cousin Joanna, you know.
Sure. Sounds right.
Bridget's behavior was wild and deranged. Okay. Can you imagine why? She's just been tortured all night. Like,
oh my God.
They've just been screaming at her, pouring thing down her throat and throwing pee on her. And God. Then you're, so we're going to judge her in this moment. That's what we're doing.
She's been kind of weird.
I don't know. Like, she's kind of acting crazy right now. It's weird.
Like, it's pretty annoying. Oh my God.
That morning, a priest comes and he says mass in her bedroom to banish the evil spirits left in the house. The next day, Bridget is out of bed, and for the first time in 11 days, she gets all dressed up.
Okay.
She seems to be feeling herself again.
Okay.
So maybe it probably worked.
Just forcing through it because she's like, fucking leave me alone.
Honestly, she's like, if you think I'm going to... be sick for another day and risk that again? Absolutely not.
Fuck all of you.
I guess I feel better.
Sure. Oh, God. Okay. So she's feeling
better. Yeah, maybe it worked. Maybe the real Bridget's back.
Mm-hmm.
Or so we thought.
Oh fuck. No. You tricked me. Damn.
It's okay. Trick or treat, bitch.
Yeah.
I always get caught. So, soon, the family witnesses something unbelievable, horrific even.
Okay.
Bridget asks for a glass of milk. Guess.
Oh, my God.
Michael's suspicion returns with a vengeance, because you know who likes milk, Robin?
Cats.
She's a fucking cat. No.
Witches.
Nope. Do you want me to tell you?
Ghosts?
Just every ghost is honestly, they're just looking for some dairy. Like, it's really not a haunting. Yeah. I just would like
to give them
a Greek yogurt or...
I don't know. I should probably stop guessing. Don't tell me. I don't fucking know. Who?
Fucking fairies.
Oh.
They love it. Man. They yearn for the stuff, apparently.
Fairies are, you should be so lucky.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Be near a fairy. That sounds amazing.
That sounds great.
Oh my God.
Would love it. And actually, Bridget, I didn't put this in here, but she was rumored to like fairies. Like she was like,
okay,
would purposely go to places where fairies were known to live.
Oh,
so she was dancing with the devil.
Oh my God.
Except the devil is fairies.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wild. Didn't know that milk was like a fairy treat.
Yeah. So it's like, you think Santa likes it?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, fucking no.
No.
Fairy. Fucking fairies.
Poser.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So she asked for milk.
And Michael is like, I fucking knew it. I'm fucking
pissing
knew
on
it.
You all night. God.
You goddamn fairy.
Wow.
Yep. So at some point in Michael's head, Bridget's bronchitis had turned into a belief that she had been replaced by a fairy changeling.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Checks out.
Because, I mean, can you imagine? She's just walked 3 miles in the snow, very cold, comes down with this, like, cold-like illness.
Right.
It just isn't checking out.
No.
It's not making any sense
to
me.
No, it doesn't add up. No.
Why she wouldn't feel good. why would she be sick?
Yeah.
And apparently, during that walk, she passed near a fairy fort on Killing.
Are you improvising this entire story?
A place in Ireland. A hill in Ireland. She passed right by it. You've heard of it.
Yeah. Love it there.
There's so many letters in that word. Jesus. I don't even. Kalhugnaga.
Oh my God.
I have no idea how to say it. And I actually tried to look it up, but even the internet was like, we're not sure that's a place.
So I really wonder, what is this fairy fort like? Like, are, like, fair? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Let me just say, like, I'm going to go out and say fairies aren't real. And like, whoa.
You better be careful because.
Why did everybody think that there was a fairy fort? What was happening there? I have so many questions.
I don't know the answers.
Oh, she did. Yeah. Because you were really like, oh, that checks out. Fairies are real. That's where the fairy fort would be.
I don't know what exactly the fairy. I'm assuming a fairy fort is some sort of like place where fairies maybe live. From the way that fairies have been described throughout the stuff I was reading, it's like they don't even live in our realm. It's like they live in a completely different world, almost.
Like a little that turns into a different dimension. Like exactly. Alice in Wonderland. Okay.
Basically. Yep. So maybe a fairy fort is like where the dimensions meet and you can cross over and go.
Cool.
Onto the fairy side of things.
All right, sure.
Yeah. I didn't look it up. I didn't
believe it.
I just kind of wrote fairy fort, and I didn't really think you'd question it. I thought I'd get more questions about Killinagnog Hill. But no, you had to know. Zero questions about that place.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. I've just never heard of a fairy fort, so it just sounds really fun.
It seems like it just seems to be like some place, some location where fairies are known to be.
Sure. I could have just derived that from it. I'm like, what happens there? What do they do there?
What do you think it is?
Do they read books? What are they reading? Are they... Wow.
I think it's like a boot camp for them to prepare for battle.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay.
Okay. So obviously the milk is a red flag. Mm-hmm. Mike is freaking out. He's freaking the fuck out about it.
Mm-hmm.
He demands that she eats 3 pieces of bread and jam.
What? Now!
Well, okay. She's going to twist my arm. Yeah. Hand me the strawberry. And he asks her to say her name 3 times as well.
Okay. Sure.
Okay. So... I mean, there are harsher things.
I know. What is the logic?
I'm going to stop asking. Stop asking questions. You're making me look like an idiot.
You just don't know enough about fairies.
I thought you would know everything about fairies before we started. I sent you the homework assignment. Jesus.
Oh my God.
Okay, so she does it twice. She says her name twice and she eats 2 pieces of bread, but then she hesitates for a moment.
Uh-huh.
Some might say perhaps she was just breathing in between bites.
Yeah, sure.
Not Mike, though. Mike is...
He's like...
why didn't you immediately put it in your mouth? So we're going to get dark here again. Sorry.
Oh,
so jump ahead a little bit if you need to. Anywho.
Sure.
He... tears off her clothes so that she's just wearing nothing but like her like slip undergarment dress. Mm-hmm. And he grabs a hot stick from the fireplace and he sets her on fire.
Holy hell.
Saying she's not my wife. She's an old deceiver sent in place of my wife.
Oh.
And this is a true story, by the way.
What would you do?
If I was set on fire. Stop, drop, and roll.
I can't believe this.
Ask for more milk.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Ask for more milk. Wow, this is... I didn't expect it.
I know. It's like hard because this story is so silly from the like request that he eat 3 pieces of bread and jam. And then it's just like, But said she didn't eat them fast enough for liking, he like literally killed her by burning her with setting her on fire. And I think he poured like oil on her afterwards to like really just like burn her up.
Oh my God, that's horrible.
Yes. I do believe he went to jail for this.
That's great. I bet after it happened, he was like,
I don't think that any, I think even her own dad was like,
whoa,
that was her.
Yeah, I'm glad she was, oh my God, that's crazy. Oh, wow.
Yes.
So, okay.
So, right. Yes, okay. So what caused this horrific event to happen?
I don't know.
Could it have been that Bridget was ambitious and independent and childless?
Oh.
Maybe she didn't conform to the patriarchal norm. Mm. And that didn't sit well with people.
Mm-hmm.
Could it have been that Michael was suffering from a psychotic state known as capgras or cap? I should have looked up how to say it. I'm going to say capgras.
Okay.
Capgras syndrome. What's which that? Is the belief that a person has been replaced by an imposter.
Oh, that is like a spooky fucking.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I hate that.
Can you
that.
Imagine yeah. like looking at somebody yeah. and just being like, that's not them, even yeah. though it's like.
Ugh. Oh, that's so scary.
Yeah.
And they're like just kind of like an alien in that person's skin or yeah. something. And you're like, who the fuck are you? Oh, I hate that. I hate that shit.
It does freak it's me creepy. Out sometimes, like how much you're like kind of can't trust your brain, you know? Yeah. That's why I think psychological thrillers really scare me, because it's just like, what if that, what, like, what if something happened and everyone around yeah. me just was like convincing me that like I did something or I didn't yeah. do something. And I was just like, what? No, I did. And then everyone else is like, no. And,
oh, God.
You know,
I'd probably be
terrifying.
Like, you're right.
You're probably right. I probably you know, forgot, actually, with my record.
I can't remember shit. But, no, that is really scary. Yes. That makes sense. Yeah, no, continue on, because you're on a roll.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. So, but according to an article that I was reading, in Capgras or Capgras syndrome, the mm-hmm. socio-cultural context of the sufferer determines the nature of the imposter, which can be like, you can think that it's just a different person. You can think that it's something supernatural, like an alien, or in this case, a fairy.
Sure.
Changeling.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I want to think it's that, but then there's also part of me that's like, I don't know what the hell anyone was thinking in the 1800s. Like, maybe he was like, I need an excuse to like not be with this person anymore.
Yeah, I mean, there were some things that mentioned that maybe she was having an affair.
Oh.
Because apparently she was like very pretty, very fashionable, and that there was someone like a stable hand type of person. I don't know if that's right, but I can't really remember.
Mm-hmm.
And she may have been having an affair, so perhaps maybe he did it for that reason.
Mm.
Who knows?
Damn,
it's hard to say. There's a lot of reasons that he could have done such a thing.
Yeah, because that's pretty. That's, you know, cranking it up to 11.
Really, just like way up. But we're not here to talk about feminism or modern medicine or science.
No, never.
Absolutely. On this show?
No.
No.
Go elsewhere.
We're going to talk about fairies.
Mm-hmm.
Fairy changelings, to be specific. Yay. Which, there's a movie that Clint Eastwood made with Angelina Jolie.
Mm-hmm.
About a true story of a woman whose son went missing, like maybe 8-10 year old kind of kid, went missing, and then they found him, and she was like, that is not my son.
Ew. Ugh, I hate that. I want to watch it. What is it?
It's called I think it's called Changeling.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but do you want me to tell you the rest of the story, or do you want to like see the movie and not have it spoiled for you? For the true events.
It's so insane how I can learn about a movie and be like, don't spoil it. Like, I've never heard
based
of
on this true story.
I mean, whatever.
I mean, it's kind of crazy.
Forget everything.
I'll let you watch it.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. I actually never have seen it either, but I know what the story is now. So sure. I guess I won't get to enjoy it the same way. I'll just wait a year and totally forget everything that I've said. So, okay, so back to the episode. There was a time when across Europe, fairies were blamed for anything that went wrong.
Oh, that's awesome.
Did you lose something?
Yeah.
Fairies.
All these fucking fairies.
Your crops didn't grow? Damn fairies.
Yeah.
Milk went bad. I love milk. This is just the time of milk, you know?
Interesting.
It was probably fairies, though.
I did not know that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, literally, I just keep thinking of Tinkerbell because that's the only fucking fairy that I know of.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't know of any other ones. I don't know many fairies either. Tinkerbell's probably the only one.
Fairy godmothers.
There, I feel like, was like Thumbelina a fairy or was she just very small?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't really know who she is.
It was a child. It was a like cartoon movie. When I was a kid, but I do not know. I think that she could like fit in a thimble, which is why her name was Thumbelina. Nice. But I don't know if she was a fairy or if she was just a very tiny person.
I don't know. The jury's still out. I don't know.
A changeling was believed to be a fairy that had been left in place of a human, usually a child or baby, that was that like human child or baby was then stolen by the fairy. So they leave their baby, they take the human baby.
Oh, okay. Yes. So it doesn't even look like the human
baby. No, it is supposed to be exactly. It's supposed to look. It's hard to say.
It doesn't matter.
Actually, not all the time, according to folklore. So, stories of changelings are found mostly in European folklore and folk religion. And some folklorists believe that changeling stories do have some truth to them. Basically, they think that invaders from across Europe would drive the region's inhabitants into hiding. And then those who were in hiding, they would go and like take the healthy child of the invader, and they would leave their own like sickly child in its place.
Oh.
I would assume this. I didn't read this, but I would guess that it's like, one, if you're driven into hiding, you probably have less access to stuff. A healthy baby is probably going to be easier to take care of and will likely survive versus a sick baby.
Right.
And also their own child would then get care and food and shelter that it needs and probably also live. So I would guess that's kind of like why someone would do that, would go steal a healthy baby and put their sick baby in its place. Also, I don't like the color of someone's eyes. Is there another one that I could take?
We're not vibing.
Yeah. Me and this baby just aren't really vibing. I also just love that this is all under the assumption that no one knows what their baby looks like. They're just like, that's them.
That's
a
baby.
I don't know. It's a baby. What do you...
Yeah, right.
They all look the same.
Yeah, I don't fucking know.
Okay, blah, blah, blah. So it's possible that this truth... It's from this truth that the lore spread. But from the Middle Ages throughout the 19th century, stories of changelings were pretty commonplace. Hmm. So there were a lot of people just walking around believing that their babies or other babies were little fairy creatures pretending to be babies.
That's so scary.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Because then once you start thinking that, you can't really be convinced otherwise. Mm-hmm. There's no proof either way.
Yeah.
So you're just kind of like, you just believe it. And then that sucks. Like, I don't know. Where do you go from there?
Well, honestly, not great places.
Set them on fire. Fuck.
Okay, so this is where I was like unsure about how to answer your question about whether they look like those babies. Because I think the point is that that it is supposed to look like your baby, but you as the parent... can tell that it's not your baby or it's acting differently. We'll talk a little bit more about that as well. But some stories do describe changelings as tiny, ugly old men.
Okay.
But also, I don't know how many newborns you've been around, but they kind of look like that. Like, they do kind of look like tiny old men. Yeah, yeah, like a grandpa that someone just shrunk down real little.
Yeah, squish them. Yeah. No, I've seen pictures of, you know, girls who I went to high school with posting pictures of their babies, and yeah, I do agree with that conclusion. Yeah,
just a bunch of old men,
and they're a little half baked looking. Yep. Yeah,
well, like the skin's a little loose, yeah, a little wrinkly, you know, the color's a little like, off.
Maybe wait a couple months before you
just have someone keep it for you, give it back when it's cuter.
Oh my god.
So yes, yeah, so it's like, okay, if that's a sign you're looking out for, that your baby mm-hmm. looks like old man,
yeah,
you might find that actually pretty often.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Other signs that your baby is a changeling, mm-hmm. is your baby sick?
They're all sick
all the time.
They're like,
this world's sick.
Yeah, it's just insane that they can go from living in a stomach for 9 months, yeah, and then they just come out of that and they're supposed to just like be alive now. That's insane.
It's asking a lot of a baby.
It really is. It's like, I didn't ask for this.
No. Honestly, I have to go through that realization every morning when I wake up. It's just a baby.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the stakes are low.
Yeah, so sick baby.
Yeah.
If your baby's not growing at the same rate as other babies their age.
Oh my god, it's already so fucking stressful to have a baby.
You
god.
Have to like measure it up next to other babies.
You gotta worry about.
Okay,
is
well,
it a
his
changeling?
Arms are longer, but your baby's fatter. I think it's a changeling.
Yeah, fuck it.
Mm. maybe your baby seems hungry all the time.
Oh my god.
Or maybe they're suddenly a lot louder.
Okay. What?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, yeah. All those signs. Yeah, look out. You ought to look out for that kind of stuff, because you never know. Fairies could be near.
Okay.
And I'm sure it had absolutely nothing to do with living in poverty, or that the baby has some sort of condition that the parents aren't aware of. Because it's like a baby that's not growing and is hungry and is sick sounds like a baby that maybe isn't that healthy.
Like maybe
it's hungry. Like maybe you don't have enough to like fully take care of it. And it's
like,
just like
ignore it for a full day.
I mean.
And it's like kind of fucked up and you're like, it's a fairy.
Yeah, it's a fairy, this I think. I just feel like I haven't fed him in 3 days and he's not that big and he's being really loud. And so I think it's a fairy.
And he's being really annoying.
Yeah.
So.
Honestly, like, I'm supposed to what? Take care of you every day? You fucking fairy. yes. So anywho, we're just gonna panic instead. We're gonna panic about it. We're gonna think it's a fairy. Oh my god, what are we gonna do?
It's so much easier.
Also, is your child growing a beard and does mm-hmm. it have long teeth? Those were some other ones. Which,
ooh, long teeth.
The beard thing, I could see why you'd be like, that's odd.
That, I think, is the only case I'd be like, something fairy-like's happening.
A beard. It's a baby with a beard.
Yeah.
I suspect fairy work.
That's some spooky shit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yeah, the rest of it is like, no, that's just the baby.
It sounds like a baby. It sounds like you're describing a baby, actually. There are actually, honestly, even more signs that are just normal kid things. So if the kid's too smart or too wise, fairy. If they're behaving unusually by leaping around, singing, or dancing when they're alone, I mean, child me, automatically out.
Oh, done.
Me alone in the basement?
Absolutely.
Out. Fairy immediately.
Oh my god. These kids, they can't express themselves.
They're god. Just like, I mean, I'm starving and all the other kids got burned alive because they thought they were fairies, so I'm just out here playing with myself. God. Also, you're not allowed to have extra toes or a mischievous personality.
Wow.
Or we would suspect you as a fairy. Fairy changeling.
You can't have any fun. You also can't be smart.
Yes. And also, smart, like, we'll you better grow, but I mean, don't
not
be too
fast.
Hungry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't
like, I need
much.
You to grow normally, but if you're hungry, that's a problem.
Yeah. That's.
And I don't appreciate The smart's coming off of you, kid.
Oh my God.
Get it together. How many toes you got?
Like, just, I'm imagining being a mother in during this time. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, how would I make like a deal with my kid and be like, okay, like how there would have to be like one thing that we know.
Oh yeah. Like only a code word.
Yeah. Like a code word or something like that. Mm-hmm. That's how I would get around it.
Yep. And God so forbid that word. Child forgot the word.
I know. The code word is fairy. Then I'll know.
I also forgot that in Ireland and in Irish and Scottish folklore, the ability to play an instrument. Oh, fairy baby, 100%. I mean, honestly, that's though, insane. If it is a baby and they're just like,
oh, true,
acoustic
true.
Guitar, you're like,
that's
sir,
a little bit,
sir,
yeah,
you can't even hold your head up yet. How are you playing the keyboard?
That'd be fucking cool. Mm-hmm. I would charge people to come see that shit.
Yeah,
that's what I would
that's
do.
When you monetize.
That's what I would do.
Yeah, actually, don't even worry. Actually, encourage the fairy. Yeah.
Be like, look, I
sell
have
it.
A fucking,
yeah.
A fucking changeling. Line up and come yeah. check it out. Take advantage of
only
it.
Only two pence.
You spin it. You gotta spin
pay
it.
Up. In medieval times, this fear of fairies also targeted children with congenital disabilities, illnesses, or conditions. So, like the possible invader roots that this changeling folklore has, some people believe that the changeling origin story stems from family survival in pre-industrial Europe. So, a family's survival basically would have depended on each member of the family being able to provide.
Mm-hmm.
And if a family couldn't care for a child that they have, and they didn't really see the possibility of a child being able to help the family survive as it grows,
mm-hmm.
it might have been easier to live with themselves had they believed instead that their child had been taken and that this was a fairy changeling.
Yeah.
And, you know, and live with that and what they might let happen to that child versus admitting that they, you know, might let that child die.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah, so
wow.
It's got some heavy. Like that's what I meant. I was like, yeah. Oh, haha, very changeling.
Like, ooh.
I was like, oh no, this is
proud.
Got some real history, huh? We're gonna do that again. We're gonna learn about how bad the world is. God.
Yeah, mm-hmm. People kind of leaned on that to be like, well, you know what happens when they're a fairy.
Yeah,
this is what happens, and I have this isn't my fault at all.
Oh, no, the fairies took my perfectly healthy baby, so I should have no guilt about what I do to this fairy creature.
Yeah,
this little changeling.
Wow.
Yes, so infanticide was unfortunately a reality of the medieval world.
Whoa.
And it does make some signs of a changeling make a little more sense, like an insatiable hunger, which would be hard for a family to sustain.
Oh,
a baby
wow.
that wants to eat.
Oh,
too
my
much
God. I'm so
them.
Stressed out now.
I know. I know. It's not fun. It's not always fun.
Jeez.
Or also knowing that the medieval knowledge at the time being what it was, having a child with a congenital disability was probably seen as some like mystical sign of dark doings.
Mm-hmm.
And if you suspected that a changeling was in your home, it meant more bad news just knowing that your child is now missing because they've been taken by fairies and you've been left with a changeling. But changelings are actually known as harbingers of doom, death, and ruin for the entire family.
Oh my God. Does not help.
Does not
case.
Help. No. Yeah. Does not help their case. Mm. So families would pretty much do anything to send a changeling back to its world and get their baby back.
Oh and God.
Fortunately, many of the methods for banishing a changeling fairy were very bad.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So we're going to go ahead and slip in the trigger warning one more time here, because we're going to talk about some abuse specifically against children.
Oh my God.
Skip ahead or come back next week if you need to. So this went beyond folklore to real abuse, neglect, cruelty, and even murder that specifically targeted those living with disabilities or those dealing with mental health issues like depression. Mm-hmm. Because, like, you know, if they're like, well, she's been acting awfully different all of a sudden out of nowhere, they wouldn't have known that possibly it was some sort of mental illness, or, you know, it just would have gone straight to fairies, straight to a changeling.
Damn, this was like really, people were like looking for this shit.
Yes.
They were like, it can't be anything else.
It was, it's no truly such
thing as mental illness.
Anything that stepped out of the norm.
Damn.
Basically would then put you in the like view. And it's like, at a time like this, it wouldn't have just been a family. It would have been like the whole ass community. Yeah. You know, it would have been like, you know, pitchforks, burning witches at the stake type of involvement of like, doing bad things.
Yeah. Yeah.
And believing that you were doing them because it was a changeling. Ridding oneself of a changeling could be done in many ways, including cries of suffering, which people believed would bring the fairies back to rescue their child and return the human.
Oh, okay. Holy shit. But it's also like, where is the proof that your child is going to come back? Have you ever heard a story of that happening?
And then if it doesn't, it's just like, the fairies kept my child. The fairies didn't return my child. I'm a heartbroken parent because my child is now gone and probably maybe dead. But it's like, no, you killed that your child.
That was you who did that. Yes. Oh my God.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just like, honestly was not ready to get into all of it, and it just kept happening. Every time I opened something, I was like,
It is fascinating and humbling.
Terrible shit.
Like fucking nuts. Is this more prominently in just like the Ireland area? Like
it was pretty widespread across Europe. Like,
yeah, because I guess what else are you gonna do? You're just gonna talk, spread rumors, gossip about fairies. That's so crazy.
Yes. So you could also put a changeling in a fire, and the thought was that it would cause the changeling to jump out of the chimney and return the human child.
Oh my God.
I'm not guessing that worked out too many times, though, for those parents. There was one case, I couldn't find anything else but this sentence. I tried, but I could not. But there was a case of this in Sweden during World War II, where a woman was taken to court for having killed her own child in an oven.
Whoa!
Because she thought it was a changeling.
Not great.
Couldn't find anything else
about it. Oh my God, this poor kid.
Yes, these kids. These poor kids.
Wow, dude.
Honestly, it just doesn't take anything either, you know? Like, what if you just have a really nice, talkative, imaginary friend that you're just like, you love to hang out with?
They're like,
this is bad news. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Other forms of violence were drowning children and also leaving them in the woods to be eaten by wolves.
Holy shit.
Yeah. That last one is like the hope that like if you went back and your child was still there and alive, that meant that the child was swapped in the night and now you have your baby back.
Whoa.
And it's not the changeling anymore. But how many times do you think kids live through being in the woods all night?
Yeah. And even if they did, they're going to be fucking traumatized.
Oh, for sure. All these kids are traumatized as fuck. Absolutely. Yeah. They are.
They're like, it's still me. They're like,
still
me.
That you left out here all night with the wolves.
Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa. Oh my God. These people.
Yes. And another possible reason that parents didn't have such a hard time hurting a child is because changelings were also said to sometimes not even be fairy offspring. They were like fairy children. They were sometimes said to be just a pile of sticks with a spell cast on them to make them like the mirror image of the stolen child.
Oh, what? So, yeah, so they're just like a...
They're just like, this isn't a baby. This is a pile of sticks. It looks like a baby to us.
Oh, my God.
But truly, that's... And it was like that said that like the spell wouldn't last long. And so this like baby made of sticks would seemingly die. And the parents would like unknowingly bury the sticks and not even realize their child had been stolen. Like that was like the lore of it. So it's just like the people who are hurting their kids. And they're like, see, we told you the baby's dead now. The baby was just a pile of sticks anyways. It was a spell. It looks like a baby, but it's not. And it's just like, no, again, yet again.
It was a baby.
It was a baby, and it's dead for a reason. It's because you killed your baby. Because you thought it was a changeling. Whoa. Yes.
Oh, my God. Wow. I didn't realize there was so much, like, child murder in this story about fairies.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is wild.
I swear I had no idea either. Like, I did not know. I was just looking for a Halloween episode. And I was like, oh, changelings. That's good. And then it was too late. I'd made my choices.
I know. That's fine. That's fine.
Other ways that parents attempted to get rid of a changeling was to scare it aware. That's what scare it aware is, a phrase that came directly from something. So they'd threaten to burn it with a poker or boil it in soup.
Okay.
Imagine, so specific. Like being a whole ass baby and just hearing this like terrifying gibberish from someone with like a hot poker and being like, what the fuck is going on?
Oh my God.
Like, I'm a baby. God. I don't know what's happening. I'm just, I don't like it.
Please don't put me in soup.
Yes.
What? Fuck.
Yes. But apparently people thought that if you shocked a changeling, that it would reveal its name and age to you, and then you would know that it's like a fairy.
Oh.
Yes, and Jesus. I put an example of this from, it's from a Medium article by Kyrie Gray, and this is a quote from the article because it was just too good to change at all, but they write, a mother might crack eggs and throw the insides away while putting the shells in the soup pot. The point was to get the kid to say, well, I, insert fairy name, haven't seen such a sight in all my, insert absurdly long, not baby years. So that was the whole plan. Just doing something like that so that the fairy admitted
it's out of shocking. Shock. Oh, that's hilarious. And
the
weird.
Fairy would just say, my name's Ted and I'm 106 and you're the crazy one.
Eggshells?
In a soup?
I've never.
Man, woman.
Not even us fairies. Oh my God. Ah,
you caught me.
Yeah, damn it. That's so fucking crazy. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. They really tried everything.
Yes.
And it's what's weird is that none of it worked. Mm-hmm. So
but it's just like all you need is that those townspeople, they're just like, ah, oh, yeah, I heard about this story of a woman who put eggshells in her soup and the changeling yelled out its name in shock.
And like, you ever yell out your own name in shock?
Absolutely. I mean, every time, basically. Fortunately, not everyone was out to hurt children. Thank God. Some people took other methods, one of which was making a changeling laugh was apparently a way to reveal it as a changeling and get your child back. Just seems like an easier
that's
path.
Really
like
easy.
Babies laugh at literally everything, aww, you know?
Yeah, make if a that's funny an face, option, and then sure.
Why did we go straight to the wolves?
Yeah, fuck.
You know? Just like make you giggle. And if it does and it's not a fairy, there we go.
And if it doesn't, you're not funny.
Because if you're not funny, why are you here?
My God.
Others took care of changeling babies because they felt as if they had to look after and love the fairy child, or the fairies would hurt their stolen child and never bring it back. Mm. And there was like some, I didn't write it down, but there was some story, maybe Scandinavian story or something, where it was like a woman, people suspected that a woman's baby was a changeling, and she, her husband wanted her to like hurt it to prove it, and she was like, I won't do that. I'm not going to hurt a baby. What if they hurt our baby? Mm. And then like years later, the father's walking and sees his son, and the son was like, I survived because mother did not hurt the fairy changeling baby.
Fucking what?
It's just like, what?
What the fuck? Whoa.
Yeah. Okay, so. Oh, yes. Let's talk about what's happening with these real child babies, mm-hmm. That are stolen by fairies.
Oh,
so
okay.
According to legends, the human children are given to the devil. Ever heard of them?
Buckle up.
Or they're quote unquote used to strengthen fairy stock, which I honestly don't know if they mean they cook the baby to make like better right. tasting stock, or are the humans at some point later on used to breed better fairies that are part human? I'm not sure what kind of strengthening of stock we're talking about here.
Right. I assumed the soup stock.
Yeah. I also kind of feel like maybe they eat the baby. Yeah.
On soup. So it's kind of my guess.
Yeah, there's a lot of soup happening in these lore. So.
Okay.
But sure. I'm not sure. So one of those two things, probably. both seem pretty not good for the human in the equation. The child may be taken back to the fairy realm to be put to work. Okay. Some good old child labor. Yeah. The fairies aren't above it. Or the fairies would keep the kid just to receive the love of a human child. It's like, you had a baby. You didn't want your own baby? That's fucked up.
Yeah, what?
Fairy, what the fuck?
Okay.
Apparently the human love is just better.
Yeah. The reasoning is...
Yeah. Okay. So the fairies aren't innocent in this story either. Yeah,
of course, of course. No good guys.
Another belief is that fairies swapped their own children with human children because it was more respectable to be raised by humans. Okay. And also fairies liked pretty things, like cute babies.
That looks
just
like
pretty,
little men.
Pretty babies that look like little old men.
What the hell?
Yes. Oh, and babies weren't the only ones at risk. There was also belief that fairies would steal adult women and take them to the mystical netherworld to marry their men or to nurse their babies.
Oh, what?
Because human milk was necessary for fairy children to survive. These fairies, they love their milk and they need it.
Oh my god. Can't we come to some sort of like compromise?
Absolutely
between
not.
The worlds?
No.
It's like,
we will steal you and you will feed our baby. Wow. It was basically either that. You either get your baby stolen, replaced with our baby, you feed our baby, or you get stolen, you come to the fairy realm and you feed yeah. our baby.
Yeah.
With your human milk.
Yeah. What the hell?
Who knows?
And it's just so funny because, like, this also is humans coming up with what fairies are doing.
Yeah,
so it's just these woven tales yeah. of, like, nothing.
Yeah, but the fairies nowhere. Are just, like, sitting in the woods and they're like, this is crazy. We really like, don't even want their babies.
Chilling.
And also, like, we're lactose intolerant. Such a dumb rule. These humans so are funny. Stupid.
Oh my god.
Anyways, go get me a baby so I can make some vegetable soup tonight.
Yeah, yeah. Delicious.
In the cases where a woman was taken by fairies, do you know what they left in her place?
Woman who looked exactly the same as her.
Close. An enchanted log. Me.
Wow.
Oh, I love that they're just like, oh, no, put the bundle of sticks down. She's much larger. Grab that log over there. We'll put a spell on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but every husband in that was just like,
Woke up.
Damn, I like you better, I think. Next you don't really talk anymore.
Not like my Well, this
log
wife.
Is much prettier. Too fine to be my wife and 2 inches taller. Made of wood, but I don't really mind that part.
Wow.
Yeah.
An enchanted log.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah. I'm going to get a tattoo of a enchanted log. Yeah. I'm going to figure that out. Just like something with some like fairy sparkles. Just a big old log on my body somewhere.
Oh, man. Goals. That's awesome.
Luckily, there were ways to protect yourself and your baby from getting gifted to Satan by fairies. The simplest way was to leave small trinkets by your infant. So Nordics believe that changelings were actually trolls, not fairies, or some beings from the underground, just based on like their beliefs. And they were said to dislike iron. So be afraid of things that were made of iron. And so Scandinavian parents would often leave iron items like scissors or a knife on top of an infant's cradle. Can you imagine? No risk there. It's thank like, God they won't be like, taken by fairies. Just a fucking butcher just, knife yeah, set right above them on the crib cradle. That
can rock and
no worries. It's
like barbed wire wrapped yeah, around I, it. And, could you, and yeah. they're like, good
night,
honey.
No, point the scissors sharp side down. It protects them more from the fairies.
My God.
Also, yeah, there were other people who would put a like reversed coat near their baby. Just turn it inside out. Put it near their yeah. sleeping child. No suffocation concerns no. there.
Sure, sure.
If you didn't want to do any of that, though, there were other options. You could constantly watch over your child. Okay. Never eat or sleep or shower or go anywhere. All eyes yes. on the baby all the yeah. time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Another method of protecting your child was Jesus.
Yep. Of course.
That the big guy, you know? Yeah. Or the littler, because bigger is God, probably. Yeah. So like the smaller guy, the smaller but still important, one. I'm important. Sure.
Yes.
Fairies and other creatures apparently would only take unbaptized children.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing fishy about that.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now I'm getting like, it's all a big plot. They got me.
Mm-hmm,
I was mm-hmm. almost like, maybe I should start worrying about this.
Yes.
A childless woman. But I am a woman who can be replaced by a log.
I wouldn't so even I notice.
I know. It's like what? Yet another unrealistic just... body standard for women. Oh my God. Oh, jeez. So now I'm like, all right, this is all just to get me to go to church. They almost got me.
But that's how they get this you. That's the actually,
closest they got.
Yeah. That is pretty much what happens when any religion sends people out on missions. It's just them threatening to turn you into a log and talking about fairies. And then you end up in church and you're like, you haven't even talked about fairies.
I know.
Yeah.
Like I'm saying.
Oh, it's fine. All about the Bible. Nothing about fairies in there. Some people even think that the entire idea of changelings stemmed from the belief that infants are susceptible to demonic possession.
Whoa.
Yep.
Nice.
Yes. And of course I was like, I'm immediately going to Google babies being possessed by demons.
I know, dude.
I'm going to have to know what that's about. So
a lot of videos.
Just. Honestly, it was more bad.
Oh, God.
It's like every time I was trying to have a good time.
I know.
And then the news is like, do you want me to tell you about this child being murdered? No, it's like, no, I know. Oh, I wanted to hear about a baby possessed by a demon.
Yeah.
Is that too much to ask for?
I know.
It's just like,
live to tell the tale. Like, honestly,
come on. So first I found an article on satanic pregnancies.
Sure.
I'm not going to say I was disappointed. Did enjoy it a little bit. Apparently, the Roman Catholic Church teaches about this during its annual exorcism course.
Okay.
Because a child can be possessed in the womb. Don't you think otherwise?
Oh,
it doesn't have to be born.
Yeah.
Life begins at conception and so does possession.
Possession begins.
Possession begins at conception. Jesus. We're going to need to make something out of that, like a pin or something. I know. Okay, no one steal that. We're making it. TM, I call TM. It TM. Patent pending. Trademark. Possession begins at conception.
That's fucking wild.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, this article also included a story from New Jersey. From, would you like to say it for me, or?
I'm from Long Island, so well, I don't you the fucking whole thing. Talk about Jersey. Don't even get me started.
Sorry, I didn't realize that Jersey. There was a turf war between the two. But okay, sorry, I'll take it from there then. New Jersey is what we're talking about. 1735.
Wow.
An English woman named Deborah Leeds becomes pregnant with her 13th child.
Okay.
Ladies. Also, I just realized that it's 13. That's an unlucky number. Mm-hmm. So you see where this is going.
Yeah. Yep. I sure do.
Not everyone agrees on the demonic origins of her child, but here's some theories. Some think that Leeds invoked the devil as she gave birth.
Okay.
Just, I guess she was just, I mean.
She was like,
It's not fun. Like, being in labor is not fun. Yeah. Maybe you just want to.
Like, I wish I were in hell. I would rather be there right now.
Maybe she was calling her child Satan, and then Satan shows up, and she's like, oh, this is awkward. Oh. That was a misunderstanding.
Sorry.
I meant that my baby was the leader of the underworld.
Yeah.
Easy to mix it up. I'm so really awkward. I'm so sorry. This is like Satan. The fourth time this has happened with us. Other people think that she invited the demon because she drew the line at 12 babies. She was like, absolutely not this one.
Sure. Fucking whatever.
Or maybe she didn't do shit and instead a local pastor cursed the child.
Okay. Oh,
maybe he just wasn't. They weren't vibing.
I'm bored.
I've just been in this church for so long. Hey, that's a pregnant lady.
Yeah.
I'm going to curse her to see what happens. Whatever the details are in this very clearly true, definitely happened story, is that the child, either way, the child was born a quote unquote monster and it flew off into the swamps of New Jersey and became the Jersey Devil.
Wait. Oh my God, stop.
I
was just listening to a podcast about the Jersey Devil and how everyone's freaking out about it. I didn't finish it because it's a whole series and I, you know, it was like coming out every week and then truly I forgot about it. So if it's not all there for me at once to listen to all at once, I'll forget.
Which explains a lot about this show and our listenership. Yeah. Episode 2, everyone was gone. It's just us playing the episode over and over and over again to make ourselves feel better.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly. Good.
The Jersey Devil is such an interesting folk lore thing because there are people who are like, I literally saw the devil. I saw like a dude with hooves and fucking horns.
Wow.
And it was a monster and like, I saw it and it was in the woods.
Right.
And like so many people had similar stories. It's just like, it's so cool. I love it. But that's where he comes
from. And this is it. Deborah Lee's kids. If you ever see the Jersey Devil, Robin.
Uh-huh.
Not that you would ever go to Jersey. I'm not implying that. I'm assuming that the Jersey Devil relocates to Long Island. And wants to move its kids to a better neighborhood. Out of that trash. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know anything about it.
No.
Don't come for us, New Jersey.
Yeah. Oh, my God. No, I am in Jersey a lot, but I've yet to see the devil. Mm-hmm. I will keep you posted.
Keep me posted.
That's their fucking hockey team's name. And I never realized, like, oh, it's the Jersey Devils because of that real devil.
Yeah.
That was in New Jersey.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. I gotta listen to the rest of that podcast.
Yeah, listen to the rest of it and don't tell me if it says nothing about it and that information I got from one single article and did not verify any further is incorrect. Well, I'm glad we had some fun. Unfortunately, the reality of this story may be very much like the changeling's history, where Lee's child was perhaps born with a disability and the locals deemed it as demonic.
Yes. Wow. Fuck.
Yes. I also learned that seizures in infancy were also seen as supernatural, and they were often dealt with by doing incantations and exorcisms.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
People are crazy.
Yeah. They will do anything to believe it's not like something that can be fixed with like understanding or love or
modern medicine. Honestly. Yeah.
Just like honestly, a little just bit like some extra
professional
care.
Help. Like, can't have it.
It's like straight.
And God wouldn't want you to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I tell you just some tea real fast?
Please do.
My dad actually believes, I heard this secondhand, but I believe the source, that they shouldn't get vaccinated because it's against the word of God.
Yeah. There are some people that think that.
I don't understand.
And it's
I'm
like.
I'm sorry. I don't understand because you have been vaccinated, I'm sure, for polio.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've had a flu shot many times in your life. What does that mean?
Why suddenly?
COVID wasn't around when Jesus was alive. How would he know?
And now he's up there like, well, shit.
Now he's up there like, you guys are fucking idiots. And you know what? We're making heaven. Vax card only. You want to get in here? You put your mask on, you bring your vax card.
You're upset about mandates now.
Oh, you should hear heaven's mandates. You have no idea. Very strict rules up there. They have no fun, which is why we are volunteering to go to hell.
I'm
gonna be so mad if I end up in heaven. I'm gonna be like, really? This is fucking boring. Please, can I leave? Can I please leave?
But
I feel like I have a good chance because I'm. Mm. I mean, when have I ever said anything against God? I feel like I'm only respectful. So yeah, okay.
Oh man.
Extra horrifying thing about Satan babies is that they are very much still a part of our world right now.
Oh, no.
Yes, either through undiagnosed mental illness of an adult or a condition of a child. And I have some highlights. I decided to just keep them to like one sentence things because like, listen, I'm not here to be depressed again. I do that on my own enough every day when I wake up till I go to bed.
Etc. Yes.
One more trigger warning before I'm about to talk about some one-sentence stories that are terrible. Yeah, okay. In 2003.
Okay.
An autistic 8-year-old boy in Milwaukee was killed during an exorcism by church members who blamed an invading demon for him having to live with a disability.
Whoa.
A Virginia man killed his 2-year-old daughter in 2011 during an exorcism in an attempt to rid her of the demon he believed was inside of her.
What the hell?
In 2012, a Tampa woman drowned her 5-week-old baby. I should have given another trigger warning at the beginning of this section.
It's okay.
And I'll put it back in. A Tampa woman drowned her 5-week-old baby, claiming that she knew he was the devil after he started talking to her.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that is a scary thing that could happen in your brain, too. But can you imagine if you just start hearing...
Ugh, God,
I know.
Scary.
It's just like... I don't think there's nothing to people who have any sort of mental illness where that happens. That's just a terrifying thought, and I'm sure it's terrifying to experience as well.
Yeah.
God. A Pittsburgh woman stabbed her 8-day-old son to death because she believed that he was created by the devil. That was 2017.
Oh, wow. It's like these people are ill.
They are ill. Yes.
Some kind of something's going on because that is not.
They need help.
Wow.
And they need to. And yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Yes. Whether
recent.
It. Oh, and these are all stories that are literally just like one from 1828 where a woman named Anne Roche drowned a 4-year-old boy because she believed he was possessed. It's like 18, 28, or 2017. Doesn't fucking matter.
That's really scary. Wow, that yeah. It is still going on.
Still happening.
What is that?
I just honestly.
It's like this obsession.
Yeah.
It's very strange. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And whether it's a changeling or it's demons, this is all part of our human history and has existed as a way to explain away children and adults who acted outside of the norm.
Wow.
Yeah. And the fact that we can still see it happening today shows why accessible mental health care should be treated as a human right. Just gonna end on that note.
Love that. Oh my gosh. Oh my God.
What I love when ride. You're like, I'm going on vacation, and I'm like, great, can I tell you about something?
Oh my
this
god.
This was supposed to just be a good time.
No, it was, it wasn't, but it was. It was yeah. just, it was like, what are these people yes. doing and believing? And
yes, they are.
Think and that they have nothing to truly. Be sorry for. It's very strange.
It's insane. Oh, it's scary. And the fact that, like, you can even, like, okay, if you're a person with a child and 1800s or whenever, mm-hmm. and you're like, truly believe, you look at your child and you're like, that is not my child. Mm-hmm. Something is wrong. Something's taken my child. That is an imposter. I can understand how that would be an overwhelming sensation, oh, yeah, fear, so and you know, nervousness and the need to act immediately. But you would think that the minute you do something to hurt a child, that you would be like, this doesn't feel good, I'm not gonna do it anymore, never mind.
Yeah.
But I guess if you're driven to, like, you think about what would you do to get back your kid, and then yeah. it's like, well, I'd go to any length. But then it's like and work very well when that is your child.
Yeah.
That's your child. You're not going to get that one back.
Oh, it's fucked up.
Oh, there's just so many layers of
yeah.
awfulness to it.
Oh, yeah.
And I just...
To a doctor.
Yep.
Go seek help, not from...
The church. The
church or a neighbor who's like, well, I heard oh, about this. Oh, yes, absolutely.
Do not go to those people no. either. They probably go to church, so yeah. red flag.
It's just bonkers.
Yes.
Wow. That was fun until I realized how much it's still like happening.
I just couldn't. I just couldn't in yeah. when we were laughing about like, the possession of the baby.
Oh, no.
I just had to add oh that one God. Last thing in.
Wow. Well, yep. that's not what I expected to learn about today. Sorry. No, but I wish I hadn't. But no,
we're not
really,
friends anymore.
That was crazy.
I hope you enjoyed it. Yeah. Happy Halloween.
Thank you. You too. You freak bitch. Yeah, that wow.
Yeah.
I knew like I always forget that fairies were like a scary, threatening
yeah.
kind of thing. Cause like whenever we see them in a movie, they're like the cutest little whatever.
Yeah, like little pixie.
They're not portrayed
cute
that way.
With little wings.
Yeah. Oh, what are the German brothers that write all the fairy tales?
Like the Grimm, the Brothers Grimm
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know that they have a story or a few that have like scary fucking fairies in them.
I
love that shit. But now that I know it's like real, I'm like, damn.
Never be able to enjoy it the same again.
Horrible.
I think that there is also an episode of Lore on changelings. I'm almost
oh,
positive because I feel like I've heard of them before.
Yeah.
And there's like that. And then I think there are some foreign horror films where they do stuff about Ooh. Changelings because it's right. like more prevalent in their like culture. Those are always really fun too, are the like kind
yeah.
of monster movies from
I know, I'm
foreign monster movies.
I'm trying to think of like, because I've definitely seen that in media somehow. Where someone sees someone they're familiar with and they're like, this is not the person.
Yeah.
I can't think of it. I can't think of any, but it is, oh, it is crazy. Because then you as the viewer, are like, in the beginning, you're like, nah, that bitch is crazy. And then you're like, wait a minute.
Hang on.
It's fucking weird. It's so cool. And scary.
Yeah, it's scary. Oh, it's scary to think that you could wake up one day and just be like, that's not that person anymore.
I hate that.
I do too. I hate that a lot. I hate it so much. Ooh. Sometimes I like to pose those questions to Danny. Like, what if I did this? Like if you know, you watch a movie and it's just like someone, like a husband or wife or partner walks in to their partner and they're covered in blood and the partner's like, I don't know what happened. I didn't do anything. And so I like to just be like, if you walked in on that, would you believe me? And he's just like, no, I wouldn't.
Yeah, no. I would never.
I'd be like, you did something. Yeah. You bitch.
I
it was only a matter of time until you fucking murdered someone.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So anywho, that's Changelings.
I really had a lot of fun with that. Thanks. Ups and downs, but
it's a roller coaster.
Overall, grateful to know. So I can keep an eye out.
Yeah.
Now I know the
watch
signs
out.
Of one.
Now you know. So if anybody you know has a baby,
yeah,
you just let them know.
Just kind of slip them a pamphlet.
Yeah. the Changeling pamphlet.
Yeah, just keep an eye out.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Here, I give
these little guys.
I'm so glad your baby was born. Here's a gift. It's iron scissors. Just leave them right next to the sleeping baby.
It's just a crib of knives.
For their protection. Yeah. Oh my God, you're overreacting.
Stop. God. You'll thank me later.
Oh, seriously, when your baby's still your baby. God. Well, are you ready for some misconnection?
I'm ready for some misconnections.
Misconnections. Ooh. Okay, you would you first. Like me to go first?
Yes.
I hyped it up too much?
Yes.
Okay, my misconnection is entitled Girl Who Dumped Me Over the Phone at 1:30 a.m. Man for woman. You called me at 1:30 a.m. to tell me over and over that you don't want to be with me anymore. The problem is, I don't know who you are, and I tried to explain that. In retrospect, it would have been more fun to play along, but I was a bit too groggy to think fast. Oh well, next time a wrong number breaks up with me, I'll be ready. Give
That's
me a
so
call.
Fun.
I know. Honestly, I was just like, this is amazing. I wish someone would do that. I wish someone was just so worked up to break up with me that they just ignored every, like, oh, I'm sorry. You have the...
You get, hello?
No, I'm trying to tell... Okay. Who? And then you just let them keep going, and then they hang up on you, and you're like, I didn't even...
I love that. And then they think that they broke up with that person.
Yeah, and that person, like, shows up the next day. Oh my God, that's one of those situations where they're just like, you did not break up with me. And they're like, I did. Am I going crazy? Am I losing my mind? Oh, it all comes so back funny. Around to
spooky shit.
Give me a call if you want to practice dumping guys. I guess my number's probably in your phone by now. Try to call before 10 p.m. though.
Oh, that's so good.
Misconnection.
They were a good sport about it.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Honestly, I wouldn't even have answered my phone. And then same. I wonder if I would have gotten a great breakup voice message.
Yeah.
Because I don't do a recorded thing. I just let it do the like default, like, same. You've reached this number.
The number. Totally. Yeah.
I just like the mystery, you know? Yeah. I don't want anyone to know that this is my phone unless I answer it.
I know. Yeah.
My mom is not even sure. I won't tell her.
Oh my God. That was amazing. Thanks. I hope that happens to me one day.
Girl can dream.
So this one is titled You Pepper Sprayed Me in the Publix Parking Lot. Man for Woman.
I love Publix. Have you ever been to a Publix?
I have not.
Their sub sandwiches from their deli are just mwah, they're so good.
Damn.
And I honestly I wasn't really sure if it was a thing, but then every time I meet someone who's from the South, which I'm assuming is the only place they have Publix, I don't know, maybe they have them other places, it's also a thing that people think, so I'm like, good to know that their subs are just great. So if you find yourself in a place and you see a Publix grocery store,
yeah,
go in and get yourself a sub sandwich from the deli. You won't regret it.
I will absolutely do that.
This
I will...
episode is brought to you by
just be sure to not get pepper sprayed
right
on your way in. We're getting in the car with groceries. Me. I'm the heavyset guy who came up behind you to invite you to our local meeting of the Mr. Potato Head Collector Society.
Okay, a lot of problems with
I'm
that.
Upset a lot of problems with this author.
All of it. You don't come up behind anyone ever. You only approach people from the front.
I'm the assistant vice treasurer. You cracked my shin with your high heels and pepper sprayed me. Nice. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
My colostomy bag?
Oh no, yeah.
Sprayed all over your new dress.
No.
There's no way this is real.
That can't be.
Which is upsetting.
Yeah, that is upsetting. I don't like being lied to.
I know. And I
thought for sure that the Mr. Potato Head Coalition was real, though.
I know. Well, I'm sure it is somewhere. You were being coy by calling me a brainless fucking idiot. Something sparked and I can't wait to see you again. I've been collecting aluminum cans and maybe we can go in your Jaguar to a nice restaurant on the beach and who knows. That went in a lot of different directions, so
I do feel like I'm also unsure about what
I'm drawn back in.
Yeah, I mean the minute that someone gets called a fucking idiot, I'm like, well, maybe this is true. The cans? Yeah. Why are you collecting cans?
Collecting aluminum cans. He just kind of threw it in there. Is it like a little like braggy? Is it because like you,
when you get, like when sometimes when people get married, they do the can thing on the back of cars?
Maybe.
So is he trying to be like flirt? I'm starting to see the problem here.
Yeah.
You might not be good at flirting.
Yeah.
Or approaching people.
If someone's getting into their car, like if I'm getting into my car and I see someone coming
absolutely
at me,
I'm immediately freaking out.
No. Nope. I've had people knock on the window and I'm like, nope, driving away. That, don't, oh,
no.
You are
you
in my space.
You know how many times I've watched those videos that are like, if you get in your car and notice something on your windshield, you drive to a different location before you take it off your windshield. Have you heard about this?
No. I probably have, but
well,
I forgot
I'm
about
just
it.
I'm just re-tipping you up here because that's what girls do.
That's
you
horrible.
You get in your car and there's something on your windshield. Apparently, you're supposed to not get out and fix it. You're supposed to drive away, stop somewhere else where you feel safe. Then you take it off the windshield because it's supposed to be like although it doesn't, I don't totally think it makes sense because it's like you get out of your car to try to get it and then they come up behind you and kidnap you. But it's like, why didn't they just kidnap you when you were getting into your car in the first place? I don't know. I don't really understand when they're adding a step, you know? I feel like Apple does that all the time with their updates. I'm like, why do I have to click two things now?
Feeling.
It's the same thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, now, I mean, the reasoning doesn't make a lot of sense. Why would they make me get that thing off my windshield? But, you know, I'm still going to do it every time anyway.
Yeah.
Because you
predators
never know.
Aren't known to be very smart. So, I guess I get it. So, anyways, thanks for listening.
On that note.
Now that you have your self-defense tip of the week.
Yes. Oh my God.
Happy October.
Yes, we're here.
We'll be back with some more spooky episodes probably. And we'll see you next time.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You can find us on the internet at Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Our handle is @FriskyHistory. You can also listen on SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, Google maybe has one. Anywhere podcasts are available.
You can direct your questions, concerns, feedback, and weird sex stories to our email at friskyhistory@gmail.com.
Yeah. So, bye. Fuck you, Terry.